Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. I would like to give a huge shout-out to Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv is the fastest-growing conservative news network in all of America. It has given me an opportunity to be on this program every other Thursday, and I have loved doing so. Today's show consists of lots of news. Gavin Newsom, James Comey, President Donald J. Trump, Dodgers Clayton Kershaw, and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. There's a lot going on in today's show, and you do not want to miss. We will be right back after this.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
And welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. As I said before, I would like to give a huge shout out to Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing conservative news platform in all of the United States. I would also like to give a shout out to MyPillow.com. That is MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. They have pillows, they have sheets, they have slippers, and they are the best slippers that you'll ever wear. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. Now on to the news. Gavin Newsom proposes constitutional amendment to restrict gun rights. He says a constitutional amendment is needed to enact common sense gun safety laws supported by the American people. Except for his only problem is, even if it might be supported by the American people, it is certainly not supported by the current Constitution of the United States. It says that he's fed up with gun control, he's fed up with inaction on gun control, and that he unveiled a proposed 28th Amendment to the Constitution on Thursday that would implement common sense gun safety measures, and that he claims would have widespread bipartisan support. Except for the problem is, he won't have that widespread bipartisan support, because once we start to give up a little room on gun control and a little bit here and a little bit there, then they'll take another inch, then they'll take another inch, and then as soon as they can take a mile, they will. We're not going to have them. We're not going to give them that, and they're not just going to take it freely. He says, so today I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment will enshrine in the Constitution common sense gun safety measures that Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support, while leaving the Second Amendment unchanged and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. Does anyone believe that? Does anyone believe what Democrats say anymore? They clearly have an agenda to remove guns from the American people, and that's a problem. And we're not going to stand with it. We're not going to stand for it because of the Second Amendment. On to something else. James Comey claims President Trump will use the Constitution against them. This is hilarious. He says, "You said that Trump." Jen Psaki said to James Comey. She says. You've said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law, and this is something similar language that I hear privately from national security officials Some people, you and I both know, who will say this privately about what a second term could mean, but tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that? And Comey says, if Trump is elected, he might weaponize the justice system against us just as we weaponized it against him. So he's admitting that they're using the justice system against President Trump. He admits that very clearly, very openly, and people will continue to say that there is no witch hunt, that there is no sham, that there is no there's nothing against Donald Trump. Well, there clearly is, and James Comey clearly admits it in that interview. All right, Comey said, "Well, think about what a 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation, prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list." Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors, and investigators. And so he could commission, direct that officials, or excuse me, individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop, but who enforces court orders? Mostly the United States Marshal Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshal Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue, president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And he said, and so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off. They clearly have an agenda against President Trump. And they're scared of President Trump, too. James Comey is clearly scared of President Trump and what he can do. They know what President Trump's agenda is, that he's going to fight for justice. See, the liberals, the Democrats, the people on the left, they are not fighting for justice. They are fighting for continued injustice by going against President Trump numerous times because there's nothing there. Every time they've thrown something on the wall and hoping it sticks, it has given him more support. It's hilarious. It's great. All right, next on, a signed letter by President Trump reveals he declassified documents on Obama regime spying on him the day before he left office. DC Drano on Wednesday morning tweeted out a signed letter by President Trump dated January 19th, 2021. This was the day before Trump left office and was certifying that President Trump was declassifying all the documents from Crossfire Hurricane and evidence that practically Obama's whole staff was spying on President Donald J. Trump. At the time of the raid on Mar-a-Lago, it was speculated that the FBI wanted to know what documents on the spying against him that Trump had taken from the White House. And so I'm looking at them, and it shows all of the documents. And then it goes on and says, back in August 2022, when the Biden regime had raided Mar-a-Lago, the Gateway pundit reported that the FBI had a personal stake in retrieving documents at Mar-a-Lago. They were after Spygate documents. Here's what we reported at the time. President Trump declassified a binder on January 19th, 2021 that contains hundreds of pages about the Crossfire Hurricane scandal. It contains damaging information about the corrupt actors involved with our government. Two different DOJ attorney generals have defied President Trump's direct lawful order to publish the binder in Federal Register. It's been 19 months as the DOJ defies the order and every FOIA request to make it public. Can we now raid the homes of acting AG Monty Wilkinson and Merrick Garland? So, you know, President Trump, he did everything lawfully. He did everything legally. He declassified the things. The things that were in Mar-a-Lago were not classified. They were declassified by President Donald J. Trump. This is in old news. Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw disagreed with organization's decision to honor Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. He then, however, decided to take back everything that he said. That's a very sad thing. You know, it's very clear that his beliefs were not a conviction that he had. All right, but the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I had an opportunity to look at their website last week before being on Roger Stone's show, The Stone Zone, writes on thesisters.org, "The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a leading-edge order of queer and trans nuns. We believe all people have a right to express their unique joy and beauty. Since our first appearance in San Francisco on Easter Sunday 1979, the sisters have devoted ourselves to community service, ministry, and outreach to those on the edges, and to promoting human rights, respect for diversity, and spiritual enlightenment. We use humor and irreverent wit to expose the forces of bigotry, complacency, and guilt that chain the human spirit." Well, they are wrong. The thing that chains the human spirit is sin. They are very obviously living in that sin. They are not... This is something that they're wearing on their sleeve. The Pride community, the LGBT community, they're the only people in the world that wear their sin on their sleeve like it's a good thing. No wife abuser is going to go around saying, "I abuse my wife, I abuse my wife." No one who cheats on his wife is going to go around saying, "I cheat on my wife, I cheat on my wife." But these people, they go around and very clearly state that they are in immorality, and they don't believe that they are in immorality, but they are. And it's truly a sad sight to see. These people are not good. They are not Christian. They do not represent the Catholic faith. They do not represent the Christian faith. These people are not true nuns. They are not true Christians or Catholics. They are people who defy God and defy God's laws. They have, even at the bottom of their website, it says, "Go forth and sin some more." Wow. This is disgusting. This is disturbing. And it's a mockery of God. My friend Doug Billings, you know, likes to call what this liberal leftist agenda is, it's a coalition of immorality. They are not moral people. They are not good people. They are dead in their sins and they need saving from Jesus. And so does everyone else for that matter. Next up, this was news from last week, but I want to touch on it. Rock singer curses out DeSantis supporters during show. "You're effing dead to me." Paramore leader singer Hayley Williams outspoken in defense of transgender medical procedures for children. That's disgusting. Excuse me. Paramore leader singer Hayley Williams savaged her political opponents during a performance over the weekend, telling any potential Ron DeSantis voters in the crowd that "you're effing dead to me." And then she goes on and said, "I'll be happy to tell you I'm very effing comfortable talking politics." Well, good for you. I don't support Ron DeSantis for president. I support President Donald J. Trump. But anyone who is going to demonize or push away someone because of the way that they vote, that's a problem. And the Democrats and liberals continue to do that time and time and time and time and time again. Whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be Ron DeSantis, whether it be Ted Cruz back, 7 years ago? They don't care. They hate the agenda of the right. They hate the agenda of conservatives because they hate God. And God is involved in politics here. God is clearly not over there. Next up, Trump support swells as DeSantis collapses in poll. This was a poll from May 29th, 2023, in the National Republican primary. President Trump has 54%. DeSantis has 16%. Pence has 7%. Vivek has 4%. Nikki Haley has 3%. Mitt Romney has 3%. Tim Scott has 2%. Liz Cheney has 1%. Chris Christie has 1%. Hutchinson has 1%. Perry has 1%. Greg Abbott, Sununu, Bolton, Youngkin, Hurd, Elder, and Burgum have 0%. So head-to-head with only President Trump and Ron DeSantis, President Trump has 69% support and Ron DeSantis has 30% support. This is not looking good for Ron DeSantis so far. He was probably not great in ruining his relationship with President Trump in hopes for another presidential run. This is clearly not going to go the way that he had hoped or anticipated. President Trump put on his Truth Social last night or yesterday. He says, "Wow, this is turning out to be the greatest and most vicious instance of election interference in the history of our country. Remember, I'm leading DeSanctimonious big in the polls, but more importantly, I'm leading Biden by a lot. Also, and perhaps most importantly, they are launching all of the many fake investigations against me right smack in the middle of my campaign, something which is unheard of and not supposed to happen. DOJ, FBI, New York AG, New York DA, Atlanta DA are all fascists." And that's exactly right. President Trump is exactly right. They are all fascists. They're not good people. They do not care if Donald Trump did nothing. They don't like Donald Trump because he actually was the only president to do something. And they don't care for him. They hate him because of that. And I think it's time that people stand up for President Trump and stand against this more and more and more. And it's happening. Every time they throw something on the wall, he gains more support, which is phenomenal. I would like to go on to something else. I am going to be tomorrow going to Branson, Missouri for the Determined Patriotism Conference. So if you just so happen to be in Branson or live in Branson or near Branson, you can go to the DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, to learn more about the conference and to get tickets. There's only a few left, so it's June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. Speakers include myself, Doug Billings, Mike Lindell, Devin Nunez, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, David and Stacey Whited from the Flyover Conservatives, Attorney Thomas Renz, Dr. Jane Ruby, and many more. You will not want to miss this great, amazing, wonderful event, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, to get tickets to the Determined Patriotism Conference. As I said before, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. That is MyPillow.com, use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. I will return after these messages, and it will be a pre-recorded segment that I did with General Michael Flynn, something that you do not want to miss. We'll be right back after these messages. God bless.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thank you for watching Brighteon TV. And find out how to renew your body, restore yourself, and reverse aging. For more information, contact me, Carol San Rafael, at area code 561-406-9817. Thank you.
And we are back, and as stated before, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. I would like to give another shout-out to Brighteon.tv, the fastest-growing conservative news network in all of the United States right now. This is an amazing platform, amazing shows that are on this with Alan Keyes, with Drs. Mark and Michelle Sherwood, Clay Clark, Leon Benjamin, and many more. You do not want to miss the other shows on this website, on this streaming platform, Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing conservative news network in all of the United States currently. Now on to the interview that I have done with General Flynn. This is something that you do not want to miss. You will be blessed by it. Well, hey everyone, welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. For the last couple of years, I've had the opportunity to go to numerous Reawaken America Tour events, and this is one of the things that is helping reawaken the American spirit, helping people get involved and wake up to the truth about what is actually going on. Now, one of the people who has been a vital piece of just help in this conference is a man by the name of General Michael Flynn. General Flynn is a retired general. He was part of President Trump's cabinet for about 20 or so days before the deep state decided to oust him. And he is one of the people who is standing in the gap, who is fighting for truth, and he is fighting for freedom. Please welcome General Michael Flynn. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for having me on. And what people need to understand is what it is that we're facing. So we're facing a complete takeover of our country by people that are in charge of our government right now. Some of those people that are in charge, in fact, I would say most of them are not elected. And so we need to understand that. People just need to understand that this is not politics as usual. This is not a time when we'll just wait for the next election. And when I look at a guy like you, and as I've gotten to know you, you're a young man, and you're trying to do your part, which I think is really important for everybody. Everybody has to figure out exactly how to stand up, step up, and speak up, and do what it is that they need to do in order to use their talents, use their skills, to get involved in their communities. You know, I'd say the phrase "local action has a national impact," and it does. It can work. We can get our school boards back. We can take back our counties. We can get on these county commissioner positions. And so, anyway, everything that we're doing right now, at the level that we're at, and with the skills and talents that we have, you know, is really how we're going to take this country back. Washington, D.C. is totally broken. We have, I say 26, maybe it's 29 Republican governors. I don't know what those Republican governors are doing to fight back against Washington, D.C. I mean, there's a clause, actually, there's an amendment, the 10th Amendment in the Bill of Rights. So anyway, I just think that what it is that you're trying to do with your show, and to reach out to young people, particularly young people that are, you know, in your sort of demographic and your category, we need to get the young people in this country to understand that their future is at risk. And if they don't change their idea about the direction that they want this country to go, then the country's going to go towards communism and worse. Yes. And there are definitely card-carrying Marxists in the federal government right now, both elected and unelected bureaucrats, that are card-carrying Marxists who are running some of our organizations, and definitely they're in the thick of things when it comes to the bureaucracy that we now call, you know, has been called the deep state, right? So anyway.
Well, General, thank you so much for those kind words. I really appreciate that. It means a lot, you know, coming from you, hearing that. You know, I just want people to be reawakened, especially my age demographic, because a lot of us are not awakened to to the reality of what's going on. I'm glad that you mentioned two things that I want to touch on. First of all, it's the governors. You know, when you did the press conference at Reawaken in Miami, I did have a question for you, but you weren't able to get to me. But my question was something along the you talked about Carrie Lake and how she was one of the only people who is running, who is actually talking about election fraud and what actually went on there. Do you know of any other people who are running for governor or going to run for governor maybe who are actually going to talk about that and be realistic and stand up for the truth?
Yeah, so specifically on Carrie Lake, she was running on a platform of fixing the election problems they have in Arizona. It's horrendous. I mean, the election integrity is non-existent in the state of Arizona, not just Maricopa County. So Carrie Lake was at the forefront, at the sort of the pointy head of the spear to try to fix that. And so what happened was the election was fixed, all right, and she got beat. And now it's in the lawfare, right? It's being fought in the courts. And I would offer to your audience today that we need to say some prayers today, because the judge now has it back in his control, and he's got some decisions to make. And there's been clearly lying to the judge. There's been manipulation of the ballots. There's been cheating. That's very clear. In Maricopa County. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what this judge decides. But if the judge follows the law, then they could we could end up with a revote in Maricopa County. We could have a revote in the entire state for governor.
How do you feel like that's going to go?
I don't know. I thought the initial hearing that they had a couple months back, the judge would rule in her favor, but the judge did not. So it got appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court agreed with Carrie Lake. They then threw it back to the lower court, and the lower court has heard the case again this week, and it's now back in that judge's chambers for a decision. So we'll see what that judge says. And obviously the judge can rule anytime. Will he rule tonight? Will he rule Saturday? Will he rule Sunday? We don't know, but the judge can rule anytime. You know, let's hope that he sits on it for a couple of days, only a couple of days, and thinks about the ramifications of a decision that is not constitutional, because from that court, it could go up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, of course, it should not have to. A judge is a judge is a judge, right? These are lifetime appointments. These are federal judges. They need to make the decisions based on the law. So now you asked the other question was, who else is out there? So there is and I don't know this person, but I think it's either the lieutenant governor or the secretary of state of the state of West Virginia. Mountaineer. So that particular individual that's running, and I forgive me for not knowing the name. I just heard about this person about 3 weeks ago. I saw a speech that the person gave, and they really were talking about the election integrity and how that has to be fixed. People of this country do not trust our election system. I mean, I think the last poll, which is a fairly legitimate poll, you know, it was like 60 or 70% had no trust in our election system and still believe that the 2020 election was stolen. So we can't have that kind of those kind of numbers in terms of people in this country who believe that the election was stolen 2020, not just that, you know, our election system is broken. So people and young people need to pay attention, because Why am I talking to you? I'm talking to you because you reach out to a young audience. And I want to reach out to that young audience, because I have children and I have grandchildren, and I want their future to be in a country that I grew up in, right? I want it to be in a free, fair country where the rule of law is adhered to, where we adhere to our basic fundamental rights, right? Where we trust in the Constitution. We trust in the institutions of government. Right now, all of that is broken down, all of it. And we can't sit here and say, oh yeah, things are wonderful. The country is so divided. And it's not divided because of a guy named Donald Trump. The media has used him a lot, but he hasn't divided the country. It's been divided by these two camps. This camp that wants to take us towards socialism and communism, and this camp that still exists, but are not in charge of the levers of power that want to continue to protect the Constitution of the United States of America and continue to preserve this experiment in democracy that we've had for the better part of 250 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm while you're talking, I'm reminded of something that a mutual friend of ours, Doug Billings, says a lot. He no longer calls them the Democrat Party. He calls them the Communist Socialist Party, because that's exactly what they are. They're a mixture of communism and socialism to make communist socialists. And it's time that we speak up and expose these kinds of things. I don't think there are really any regular Democrats in office anymore. I think they've all gone away, considering the fact that the left continues to go further and further left, and everyone who is elected goes with it. And it's a problem. I want to ask you a question. You mentioned President Trump. I've been watching the clips just as everyone else has. I think he's mentioned it to you in public twice. How he's saying just to stay healthy for the next year and a half and to be ready. Do you know exactly what he's talking about? Can you share with people what that might be?
Yeah, I don't know what he's. I mean, I you know, when he says stuff like that, he means it, and he does mean that he will look to me, which I appreciate, to help him, get elected maybe, and certainly once he goes back into government. What does it mean specifically? I don't know. I am not one for growing government, but I will tell you that if there was ever a department that I would want to lead, it would be the Department of Accountability, which doesn't exist today. So, you know, I would need probably 10 good people. Maybe you're one of them, right? I bring you in to be in charge of the Department of Accountability, because we need a Department of Accountability. We need a department in the government that holds people accountable. It's supposed to be the Department of Justice, but right now it's not. So I'm being facetious a bit, but I don't know exactly what he's talking about. We haven't had specific discussions about that, but I would just tell you that I would serve our country, if asked to serve our country, for the right reasons with the right leaders. And right now we have people in our government that aren't the right leaders, and they're taking this country down a very, very dangerous path. And that path is going to lead us towards communism very quickly, and not in like 100 years, but in the next couple of years.
You're exactly right. I think I want to mention Doug Billings again. He talks about this quite frequently in his show, The Right Side, is that the Communist Party has about 100-year start on everything else that we are doing right now. They ran a person for the Communist Party for president in the 1890s. They have a massive head start on the Patriot Movement. And the reason why they are so good at what they're doing is because they're staying together, they're sticking together, and they're going forward with one goal, with one thing in mind, which is the like we said, communism. And I think it's time that we unite and to fight against that. I think there's too much patriot infighting right now. This person against this person. This guy said this. That other guy said that. Rah. We're fighting against each other when the thing that we should be fighting against is indeed communism, and it's coming quickly. I want to take a shift. I want to talk about your book that you released. I think at the end of last year, December 8th, 2022, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Right. What is this book about? Why did you write it? What can we, get from this book to help fight for the cause of freedom?
Yeah. So thanks for asking. Because we are in fifth generation warfare right now. That's the war that we are in. So you have to recognize the war that you're in. And fifth generation warfare, you know, has evolved from the overlap of what's called hybrid, irregular, and unrestricted warfare, and became directed at societies, particularly the American society, to basically, and it's this war of narratives, it's what I call the cognitive battle space, which is right here. And that's what fifth generation warfare is, the war of narratives. And the narratives are meant to take certain issues and then use them to divide and to force their way into society and then to divide society. So the whole idea about transgenderism, right? The idea about the sexualization of children, the ideas about the kinds of things that people can do with their bodies, right? I mean, we have Adidas right now, and I used to like Adidas. You know, I mean, I've done a lot of running in my life, and I used to like Adidas sneakers. I don't like them anymore because Adidas now is promoting a hairy-chested woman, quote-unquote woman, you know, with a tight bathing suit on, you know, that shows the loin, a part of the loin of the individual. I mean, how crazy is this? And this is a person that's being touted as a female. I mean, you know, whatever happened to the women's movement where, you know, you fight for women's rights? Where is the women's movement? So they don't really care about women. So there's issues, and this is what's happening. So these issues, again, this is the way fifth generation warfare works. You drive the issue and you keep beating the issue into the minds of people. So you get enough people to believe it. Not everybody's going to believe it, especially some of this crazy nonsense. And you, especially civilians and people that are not aware of what is happening for things like psychological operations, psychological actions, target audiences, all of these things are talked about in this book. And fifth generation warfare is a really fascinating way to fight, because you fight without, for the most part, you fight without firing a shot, right? When you think about warfare, you think about, you know, wars, right? Tanks and planes and ships and you know, trains and everything, right? And weapons and machine guns. And that's not the way fifth generation warfare operates. And these days, the Chinese are masters at it. The intelligence community, U.S. intelligence community, particularly the CIA, are masters at it. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. They use elements like Hollywood. They use elements like the mainstream media. And then they plant people and stories, and then they try to drive those stories home. The best that just came out the other day, which from the Durham report, right, is the Russiagate. Russiagate was built on a total lie. Okay, total lie. The entire thing was fabricated. Right. And yet for years, we were told, you know, guys like me, guys like Trump, we're Russian spies. We're working for the Russians. And we were told that. The American people were told that. And they beat it into their heads that these people are bad. So we still have a large chunk of people in this country that think that Trump and Flynn are Russian spies or working for the Russians. You read the report that just came out Tuesday, and that'll tell you everything you need to know about how that has been debunked, right? How that entire story, the entire thing was built on a lie. But they used the media. There was books written about this. I'm in like 10 books. There's movies made about it. I'm in a couple of movies I'm portrayed in a couple of movies that Hollywood made that show that I was working for the Russians. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And you say to yourself, how does this happen? Well, that's because there is a communist element. Okay, and I'm not using the word communist, facetiously or, you know, as just a phrase. I mean it. There is a communist movement running this country, and they control the levers of power, and they're inside of the intel community. They're inside of the Department of Justice. They're inside of the Department of State. They're inside of the Department of Defense. And believe me, they know. They know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. And so why we wrote this guide was to give to citizens, American people who have bought it and read it. And we I appreciate everybody that's bought it. It is a bestseller. You can get it at Amazon. And you can get it at Barnes & Noble, too. But Amazon actually sells it cheaper. And or if you want to get it a little bit more expensive, I'll sign a copy for people off my website at generalflynn.com. But I appreciate all the people that are buying it. But this is a guide written for citizens, written in layman's language, basic language. And what's crazy in this book, which is very unusual, at the end of every chapter, we give a test. So these are all questions. These are test questions.
Love that.
So when did you get all those beautiful books behind you? I guarantee not one of them has an exam at the end of every chapter. It's probably just a book that you read from the introduction table of contents to the end. How many of them actually have an exam? And we do this for every single chapter. We do this in every single chapter. Why? Because I want people to critically think about how we are being affected by our own government and by elements outside of our government that are working with our government. Mm-hmm. This is a really, really, it's a fascinating book. We took us about 6 months to put it together, myself and Sergeant Boone Cutler, mm-hmm. two military guys who have the background and sort of the profession of arms of intelligence, psychological operations, information warfare, and definitely fifth generation warfare. So that's really what it's about. That's session one. Last point on this book. So in about 30 days, we're going to come out with another book. So I just finished doing the final edit. It's going to be Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, AI, Artificial Intelligence. That's going to be out in about a month. It's going to look just like this. It's got a few more pages to it, but it'll speak specifically to how artificial intelligence is affecting the battle space, the battlefield that we are on. And artificial intelligence, as you know, is, you know, you fast forward, it's a big, big part of what's happening in our life. You know, the fact that I'm speaking right now, right? I'm talking right now, my phone is on, I got it sitting on the table here. It's listening to me. Yep. It's listening to me, whether I want it to, whether I shut everything off or not. So that's because this is an iPhone, right? You can get an Android too. Doesn't matter what you get. We are going to be in a society that's going to be constantly monitored, and they're going to block and tackle us from the freedoms that we are supposed to have. And then they're going to start directing us in terms of how much money you can spend, whether you can do something if you haven't been vaccinated or not. I mean, these are the kinds of things that happen on the battlefield of fifth generation warfare. And that's why we wrote this book.
Right. I'm reading right now on the Amazon, biography of your book. You mentioned social media tactics. One of the social media tactics is obviously censorship. I was looking at Twitter yesterday and someone said that you new media people, you're all going to be censored soon because of this law, that law. I'm like, that's very authoritarian. And it's a problem that we will continue to face for a very long time unless we actually do something about it. I think that if President Trump becomes the president, I think that'll be a lot easier to get rid of, different tactics that they're trying to use. But one of the things that they're trying to do to us is censor us. I mean, I talk with the people who work with Clay a lot. I'm friends with all the people who sell tickets for the Reawaken Tour, and they're not even allowed to use the term Reawaken Tour on the tickets anymore. They have to use like Fresh Coffee Roasted X Fest and Expo or something like that just to get around the censorship. It's crazy. Yeah. And it's a problem. I think I just learned the other day that Elon Musk hired a new CEO for Twitter, and this person is probably a communist. So we probably won't have Twitter for a very long time. Aside from Truth Social and maybe Frank Speech, do you know of any other social medias where we can go as a safe haven to like share our ideas freely?
I think that Lindell TV, and I know that you you do a lot with MyPillow, to sell MyPillow.com. And I think that I think Mike Lindell has been a terrific patriot and has helped out a lot. And I think so for your show And for anybody listening to your show, you know, I want them to go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Stonewall. And that helps you. It helps you, you know, and I want you to be helped because I want you to continue to be successful in this endeavor. So mypillow.com, use the promo code Stonewall. I do think that Frank's speech, I do think that Lindell TV is going to be, we're going to see an increase in subscribers and users and watchers and listeners of Lindell TV and users of Frank's speech, because what we just saw happen to Tucker Carlson was basically Fox News censored Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. He still, apparently, I understand, is still on contract with them, and they basically told him you can't go on any other big media markets or whatever. And that, you know, so he's out there on social media platforms. So I think Lindell TV, Frank's speech, and you can get the app at Frank's speech. And so that's one. I think that there's going to be others, like Rumble is another platform. True Social is another platform, but True Social, you know, it's not, I like it. I'm on it. I have about 360,000 followers. You know, when you send me clips of this show or you send me this show, I'll be pushing it out on True Social as well as on Twitter.
Thank you.
But we've got to find other platforms. We've got to find, you know, there's Roku and, you know, there's others that I'm aware of, but I, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I think, you know, the jury's still kind of out because of the person that they just hired. Let's see what she does. Let's see what sort of restrictions that she brings in. I just got a listing the other day of, it's like 800 people that were basically censored off of Twitter starting back in 2020. And I was in the top 10. In fact, my name was number 7 on the list of like 800 people. Right. And these are people that, you know, we know these big names, right? They're in the media somewhere. A lot of them are, they're just big influencers. And, you know, mine was number 7. And the you know, people ahead of me were guys like, you know, Trump, and others that were ahead of me were media outlets like Right Side Broadcasting, as an example, right? So obviously they felt threatened by me, which they shouldn't have been, because I'm basically putting out what I believe is the truth. It's my opinion. If my opinion is that I don't think that Biden won the 2020 election legitimately. That's my opinion. You know, there's been a lot of evidence out there, but I got it. He's in the White House. But my opinion is that he didn't win the White House legitimately in 2020. I think the election was rigged. That's my opinion. That's a First Amendment right. It's a right of free speech. And so we ought to be able to say that without being condemned or censored, right? We ought to be able to say the Reawaken America tour. And they'll come to the Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Go to Thrive Time USA and buy a ticket. Purchase a ticket for the lot, because the Las Vegas one is going to be a huge, huge event. And we're just like we just did in Miami. And I apologize for not being able to get over to see you and speak with you in Miami. But I appreciate you allow me to come on with you today.
Senator Flynn, thank you so much for coming on today. I really, truly appreciate it. As he said, guys, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. But
66%. Wow. Let's say that again, Stonewall.
Mypillow.com.
So go to mypillow.com. Go to use promo code Stonewall. You get up to 66% off. That's amazing. I'm going to go use that today. I'm going to buy myself a couple of pillows.
Thank you, sir. I do want to say one more thing. To kind of promote an event that we're both speaking at next month, June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. Our friend Doug Billings is hosting the Determined Patriotism Conference. It's going to be a great event. Myself, you, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Attorney Thomas Renz, Ann Vandersteel, and many other speakers are going to be there. Something you do not want to miss, June 9th and 10th. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com and get your tickets now. General Flynn, thank you so much for coming.
Great speakers. We have great speakers. So super Stonewall.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do this right now.
Oh wow.
Buy something.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Stonewall.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Anytime. And you know, and send me this clip, and you know, I'll post it all over the place. Okay, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Stonewall, you get 66% off. And I want you to take that piece right there, Stonewall, and figure out how to edit it down and use it as a commercial. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, General. All right. Thank you guys for listening. God bless you all, and goodbye.
God bless, buddy. See ya.